Welcome to the Smart Black Girl Podcast. Who am I? You know, just an average smart black girl. Hello and welcome back. Today I want to discuss why I named my podcast The Smart Black Girl. Honestly, it has been a part of my identity for most of my life. I was the little smart black girl in school and in my family. It was a title that I fully identified with because it was the part of me that was celebrated. I was also celebrated for my looks, but we already made an episode about that. If you want to hear it, check out the episode Lens or Filter. Anyway, I was going to use my brain to get us into a better life. I was expected to go to college and be successful for my family. I equated smart with myself because I was told that I was a smart little girl. I obsessed over homework and perfect grades, so much so that I would even correct my teachers at times. I would run out of things to do in class and find myself lost in a book. It was easy for me because I just loved to read. Reading was fun and it took me to a million worlds. And in those worlds, I was the smart little girl. I saw myself in everything that I read, and I read from the perspective of how I would experience it. I imagined it as my life, and I would identify with the smart character in the book. Here's where the twist comes in. I got moved to a school where I was no longer just a smart little girl, but now I was the smart black girl. I moved to the suburbs, and my school went from mostly black to mostly white. A small identity shift, but one that I was okay with. So here I am, the smart black girl, also referred to as the nerdy black girl. In all of my programs, it would be me and another little girl, and we would both win award after award. I never really felt anything was wrong with the black part of my identity until one day, I won an award over the other little girl, and she cried out, "Why did the black girl get my award?" I realized that black wasn't always a compliment. At this point, I was in high school. Suddenly, I found myself being moved to yet another high school, but this one was mostly black students. During this transition is when I realized I had created biases around my skin color. Of course, there was a normal bias of light skin versus dark skin, also the bias of who is deemed and who is not deemed smart. My new school was nicknamed Fight School in our area. I was terrified. I was a preppy little black girl about to transfer to the scary school. I begged to be transferred to a different school where I felt like I would fit in better as an Oreo. But in the end, I ended up at the Fight School and ended up meeting some of the best people that I know. In college, on the other hand, I was not the smart black girl. Oh no. I was surrounded by smart black girls who seemed to have it all together, and in this setting, I was just average. My identity was shattered. How was I supposed to succeed now? It is not that there is an issue with there being other smart black girls, no. It was that I was also a first-generation college student. I had no mentors or understanding of how to balance school, activities, sports, and a social life. I hadn't got the memo of how to function in a college setting. Everyone around me seemed to be doing it perfectly, while I was having an existential crisis because the only thing I knew to be fact about myself was now threatened. I became a victim of comparison. All I could think of was how I did not compare to my peers. The funny thing is, I hadn't considered whether or not my peers were struggling as well. I became isolated in my understanding of my struggle. I assumed that everyone around me knew something that I didn't, which was why no one else was struggling. I felt like I lost my purpose. I identified with being the smart black girl because it was what made me feel valued. I felt love from everyone when I was smart. People would be so excited to talk to me. Family would say how great I would be in life. But now I'm just average. All of the other black girls around me had it together and I was floundering. Well, who am I now? I am just an average smart black girl, and this is my diary. I'm figuring out things along the way, and I'm bringing you with me. So my smarticle particles, what was your identity?